Welcome to Broccoli Condo.
Hey everyone, welcome to Broccoli Condo, or as we like to call it, Broccoli Laliette today, which is Broccoli Condo in Norwegian. Welcome. Yeah, I think that'll be a thing. We're going to learn Broccoli Condo in a bunch of different languages every week. Maybe try and remember them by the end. So when we go to those countries, we can say...
Self-promo.
Broccoli Laliette. That's it. Yes. Welcome again to episode 2, new and improved, I hope.
We're hoping.
Yeah, slightly less new, but yes, improved.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I think, we're still sorting through it all, but, you know,
it's hard. We're gonna make it
work. We have an outline this time, started by lovely Christine.
Thanks. True. I didn't hear what you said. Can you repeat that?
Thanks. I said you started our outline.
Oh, yeah. Woohoo! We have an outline. We have things that we're going to talk about today.
Yes. Yes. But how are you guys' this weeks, huh?
This was a pretty good week for me. And I did a lot of work, but I had two snow days.
Wait, you guys got snow? No snow.
It was just ice.
Oh.
Just
did
ice.
Did you get snow, Jordan?
And no work.
People around me had snow days, but I did not. And no, it was for ice, not snow.
Okay.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I've been super cautious of ice because one time I came back from babysitting and I was like, it's a little icy out, but it'll be fine. And I was trying to pull onto the side of the road and my car just turned 90 degrees. So I was completely perpendicular with the road and I was blocking the whole road.
Nice.
Oy.
I was like, I don't know what to do
now. That's scary though.
Except I had kitty litter, so it was okay.
Or no?
No, there was no cars.
Were there cars?
But if there were, they couldn't have gone by.
Yeah.
This isn't my story, but my dad once told me about a story in the snow, and he was like pulling out of the driveway of his girlfriend's house at the time, and the ice like made him cut into the her dad's car.
Ooh,
and he went down the whole driveway like scraping on the side of it.
Oh my gosh.
Needless to say, I don't think the relationship lasted much longer. That's all I know.
Only once is all it takes. And you never trust ice again.
Yeah. Yeah, no, ice is scary. But
be safe.
It's cloudy in LA today, so that's the closest thing I have to ice.
Wow, it's cloudy here too.
Great.
Yeah,
we're all bonded by cloudiness.
That's nice. That's really nice, actually.
It is. We all look up at the same cloudy sky.
Yep. The same stars, the same moon, the same sun.
And clouds.
What a world.
Good world.
And clouds. So I think from the last and first podcast we did, we had a hot topic.
Ooh, a really hot topic.
Hot topic.
Dogs and their past lives. I think that's a topic that we really need to get into. Because personally, I think that I have some evidence that dogs had past lives. Because I think I said last time, my dog jumps and runs away and barks whenever there's like a birthday candle happening. And it's anytime there's
fire. Yeah, fire, right?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think there's something there. That there's a reason that he's scared of that more than other dogs.
Oh, I have something to add to this.
Yeah.
Whenever water is going down the drain, my dog goes crazy.
Only down the drain, though?
Yeah, like when it gurgles.
Mm-hmm.
And when
not
he knows
when
it's about to happen, too. Not even right at the time. Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, that's a little freaky.
That's so strange.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so your dogs in their past lives... what on earth could possibly have happened?
Bad things with fire and water.
Yeah, like, I think if there must have been a waterfall that his friends died at, maybe. Or there was a dangerous waterfall.
Yeah. Somewhere. And so, I don't know about you, but when I think of dogs in past lives, like, my immediate thought is dogs were dogs in their past lives.
Yeah, I mean, I don't go there. I think of current life.
Oh, so past Puerto years. Rico, right? Is your doggy?
Yeah.
From Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. It could be just puppy childhood.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or I see. Puppyhood. Yeah. Puppy childhood.
Their past current life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it, I see.
That's true. But, yeah, that's but an a quick, interesting point. Like, because after we talked about it, and I looked it up on Google, there's, like, a lot of people who think that their dogs have had literal past lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like humans?
And that's not a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, if humans have, like, past lives, then why wouldn't dogs?
No, I agree. I mean, I agree. Somebody said something about them being on the same, like, karmic level.
Yeah, I found humans. A lot of interesting articles on the topic, but then as I went deeper into them, it all seemed like advertisements for people that can talk to your animals, supposedly.
Dog whisperers, yeah, okay.
Yeah, dog whisperers. And so I found one in particular. This was the first article that came up from Modern Dog Magazine, hashtag Nonspron. And they said that it would cost for a telephone session to talk to your dog between a half hour to an hour, costs between $53.
On the phone with the dog?
Yes, on the phone with the dog. Between $53 and $107. So if you really want to be able to communicate with your dog and you want to hear that from someone else, you can do it over the phone now. You can do it.
Weird.
But another thing that
go ahead, what you're saying.
No, it's fine. But another thing that I found was that a lot of these websites and people that are talking about this are thinking that, like you said, dogs are on the same, like, karmic scale or whatever as humans, and that dogs have had past lives as a bunch of other animals, and that we could have been dogs in our past lives. And I don't know, that's something that I hadn't really considered. Interesting.
Yeah, I guess that all
what
ties
do you think
down
about that?
I mean, obviously, like, reincarnation is not a thing that a lot of people believe in, I guess, but who knows, really? How do we explain life? That's the ultimate question.
Sorry.
Bless you. Was that a cough? That was a cough.
I had something in my throat for like the past 5 minutes. I was trying not to cough. Anyway, continue.
Man, I wonder what your past life made you cough.
Wow, that's a really good question, Kara. Yeah, oh wait, not Kara, K9.
K9. Oh yeah, K9. So we were talking about about giving each other code names for this podcast.
Wow, what a good segue right there, because K9, dogs, K9.
Yeah, I know. Oh,
Kara.
Perfect. Yeah,
nice.
Exactly. So mine, so like, you know, I don't know, the code name is like code name Kids Next Door. They have like a cool treehouse on HQ, just like us in the Broccoli Condo, so. Mine, when I was 9 years old, was K9, because my first name starts with a K, and I was 9 years old, and I really like dogs, so it all made sense.
Appropriate.
So, Christine, you didn't have one, right? You need one still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm in big time need of a code name.
Okay.
Hmm.
We'll brainstorm about that one, because I don't know. We have to think about it.
I have no idea.
Right, because should your code names be self-assigned, or is it like his? Okay,
I assigned mine, so.
You think
Wait,
so?
What's yours again?
Strider.
Strider.
All right, well, I might need some more time to think on this. I don't want to make any rash decisions about
a
code name.
That's a Lord of the Rings reference, yeah.
I'm not going to explain my code name. I think that's
okay.
not well, good.
I have one person who comes to mind when I think of Strider, and it's from Lord of the Rings. And then, alright, Christine, we'll work on yours.
Alright, yeah.
Well, how about you be Sam the puppy, since that's what this... I have an article open about the dog past lives.
Yeah.
Sam the puppy is on there.
Perfect. Okay. Sam the puppy?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't actually have to be Sam the puppy.
I mean, I'll think about it.
It's kind of a cute ring to it.
People call me Sam the puppy?
I think. Yeah. I think so.
You know, I think I'm going to pass on that one. We'll think about it.
You can pass on it. That's fine. Yeah, that's a tough one. All right. If any of our gracious listeners have any ideas or guidance to choosing a code name for Christine, it'd be greatly appreciated.
Yes, I will take any help.
Can they comment on whatever? Can they comment?
Can you?
How do they send in?
Oh,
SoundCloud, you know, comment. Leave us a comment on iTunes or SoundCloud.
I think you can comment on iTunes.
Or tweet at us at Broccoli Condo.
Yeah,
there
true.
You go. There's our social media manager. Are we all social media managers?
I think so. We've all used social media. Yeah. We all manage our social media. So, yes.
We're joint managers. Are you opening doors, Christine?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I'm moving to a better location.
Opening doors into the...
Okay, I've entered my better location.
Speaking of doors, I feel like you just brought up doors. I have to talk about the book finished Ooh-hoo. Called Exit West. And I don't remember the author's name, but BRB. anyway, but it's a really good book. And it's about refugees who go through doors, and they're like transportation doors that bring them to other countries, but they don't always know what country it's going to be. So it's like a symbolic venture into like the lives of refugees that just like simplifies the actual getting from one place to another. So it's kind of really a good way to look at the plain and simple like humanity or like morality of it all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I do recommend.
Good book recommendation. I enjoy that.
Yes. Yes. I haven't read books in a long time, but...
Oh, books are so good. When you finally get a chance to read one after a while, do you start to think about your life like you're reading a book a little bit? Like, literary descriptions in your head about what's happening to you? Because that happens to me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's like a movie that is called Stranger Than Fiction.
Mm.
Whoa.
I think I don't ever think of it as like... I do think of it as describing my life in a book, but for me it's more that's what I want to write down than like, you know what I mean? Mm. Like I think of it as, man, if I really committed to writing, that's what I would write about.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel after a movie, too.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll see life as a movie and movie as life at the end.
I think movies are better. If I'm going to read a book, I want to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like nonfiction? Nonfiction, or...?
I guess...
Well, don't you think there's something to be learned from fiction books, too? Even
like
if they're not teaching you factual... No, not necessarily. But it's really interesting to learn about, I guess, how people think. Because you're inside the head of a character.
The author?
Well, that too. Both character and author.
Hmm.
Mostly author.
For example,
I guess, because they're thinking...
This... I was going to bring up Twilight for a second.
Do it.
Because we were going to go into a little debate about that, and we're already on the media topic.
Mm-hmm.
So, Christine, go for it.
Absolutely. So, I found a tweet this week on Twitter, and I thought it would bring up a good point to talk about. And so, okay. So here it is. How do you think Stephanie Myers feels knowing that someone else's trash, based on her trash, made it bigger? I have to know. And that's an interesting point for me, because it brings up the point, was 50 Shades of Grey bigger than the Twilight saga? And I don't know if that's the case. What do you think? Cultural impact, money-wise, how much it actually brought in. I don't know. What do you think?
Thinking. Well, okay. I think... I mean, I could look all this up right now, but... box office-wise, I think the Twilight series, I thought, made more than 50 Shades.
I think it deserves to.
But at least,
I agree. But...
Yeah.
I feel
but
like...
culturally... In the cultural context...
Bigger impact, I think, for sure.
Yeah, well, yes, I think so too. Because Twilight also had all the, you know, more things like that kids buy, like toys, uh-huh. or like coloring books. Like, I've seen those. So, like, in general, the more, I guess...
I feel
it's more accessible to everyone.
I think it has more of a culture around it, too.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's more difficult for me to tell what the cultural impact was of Twilight because I was in the target audience for it at the time when it came out, so I was part of that bubble.
We all were.
Yeah.
You are afraid this one, too, now.
Yeah.
Right?
But I feel like it's different because now we're a part of the adult demographic as well. Does that make any sense?
Right, which is the target audience.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel
Wait, for Twilight or 50 Shades?
50 Shades.
Which, yeah, right. I think 50 Shades brought something interesting to the table because of the fact it was kind of inspired, loosely inspired from the series. Like, what other series has achieved such mainstream success?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was inspired by Twilight?
Literally, right?
I
think so.
It was.
Yeah, I think... It was written, it started as, like, a fan fiction. I think that's why this is where, the debate has come up.
Yes.
Stephanie Meyer created a world, and, what's the author of 50 Shades? Do you remember?
No, I have no clue. But that person...
That's why it's interesting.
Built on because it that world or intended
brought,
to.
Yeah, and it brought the kind of fan fiction, like, smut, as they call it, to the mainstream world. E.L. James. E.L. James is the author of 50 Shades.
So, could 50 Shades then be considered a part of Twilight's cultural impact? Then, I guess.
Right, I think that's
by
what
extension,
the tweet was
saying.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, I would say, yeah. So that in itself means that Twilight...
So that pretty much negates the whole argument.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, a bit.
All right,
done.
Trash, right. Done. The tweet was trash.
What's that called on Mythbusters? What do they say?
Busted.
Oh, here, look, I'm looking at...
Confirmed. Plausible.
Myth?
Yeah, here, I just looked it up when I looked up the author real quick, though, on Wikipedia. It says, the erotic romance novel by British author E.L. James, originally a Twilight fan fiction with Christian Grey as a non-vampire Edward and Anastasia Steele as Bella Swan. So...
Incredible.
It is kind of incredible. And props to all the fan fiction writers out there who make their worlds come true. You never know. E.L. James has made it possible.
Yep.
You can do it.
Don't put a ceiling on your dreams.
Don't put a ceiling on your dreams.
My love, Tyler Joseph. That's a quote from him. The end.
Weekly Tyler Joseph quote.
That's not loosely, that's verbatim.
No, she said weekly.
Oh, weekly. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, weekly quote from Tyler Joseph. Can we just do, 10 of those per week?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Hard
pass.
Okay. That was a good discussion. Okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah. And now, since we're talking about 21 Pilots, or Tyler Joseph. I just need everyone here to know. 21 Pilots is a big part of my life. Mm-hmm. And I think all of our lives, I hope, but...
Yeah, I think so.
Bless you.
I have Tyler Joseph quotes on my wall, so... Very inspiring, man. Okay, moving on. Elon Musk, though.
Oh, Elon Musk.
Because now that's an inspiring person.
That is an inspiring person. And I didn't watch the launch this week.
No. It's
but
still
I watched it on YouTube after.
Right, okay, good. It's all there.
Now, I'm a little behind on all of this because all I know is that there's a car in space and that apparently there's an astronaut inside it.
Yeah.
And
it's
something
not a
landed.
Human.
Okay, it's not a human there.
No. It's a
and something
dummy
landed.
Named Starman in an astronaut suit.
Okay, good. Did something land on Earth?
Yeah, the parts that helped the rocket launch landed.
Okay.
The two side ones did, but the core missed.
Oh, okay.
And landed into the ocean.
But the two side ones, they landed, like, safely?
They're yeah, like safely back on the land.
So they can be reused again.
Correct.
Yeah. That's really
That's cool. his whole thing. Make everything reusable. So it costs less.
So I saw something interesting, a point that was brought up that would, if they keep having test launches like this, is that going to have a negative impact on the environment?
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, yeah. So what are the pros and cons here?
Pro, space exploration and eventual multi-planetary life. Con, environment pollution for Earth.
Yeah, and another pro or plus to that is, like, testing it enough so when you put people up there, they don't all die.
Right.
Yeah, I like that.
So you gotta find a balance, right? Like, you can't keep testing without some kind of fruitful, like, information
right.
coming out of it. But we also don't want to, we don't want to rush that kind of stuff.
You don't want to not try.
Yeah.
But, yeah, interesting.
There was, I think it was a radio lab piece that I listened to on, they like interviewed this woman from NASA and she and her team were a part of identifying space debris, like debris in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So that way when we launch stuff, they don't launch it like into another satellite or into another piece of equipment that's already up there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And, it was interesting because she basically said they have a handle on, like, a certain number of large space objects, but not the rest of, like, the maybe millions of smaller pieces of debris. Mm-hmm. That stuff that can happen through, like, natural space things, but also from pieces of our, like, pieces of dust from our shuttles and whatnot, because anything, even something so small can literally, like, break into the hull of a spacecraft and, like, lead to its demise.
That's
real
crazy.
Quick. So it was, like, they seemed like they were kind of confident that they weren't going to hit stuff whenever they launched things, but they, like, weren't totally sure. Because how can you really know, you know?
Like,
the more space travel.
Geese.
Yeah. Yeah, when planes hit geese.
And then they have a nice crash landing in the Hudson River.
Yeah.
So the more space travel we do, the more dangerous it is, basically.
Yeah.
And the safer at the same time.
Yeah.
Because then the more we know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's one of those things, yeah. Anyway. That's so cool. That's so cool. I just, what a guy.
True. What a guy.
What a guy.
If you haven't seen it, listeners, go to spacex.com. And watch those things.
Is it?
They're
is there a
pretty
live stream
neato
still?
To watch. No, it was live streamed for 4 hours. And then he left that orbit and is in the asteroid belt.
Oh, speaking of space stuff, though, I went to the Los Angeles Science Center last weekend, and I watched this Hubble Telescope IMAX movie. It was in 3D. It was really cool. And they had all this, like, great, like, 4K, like, footage of, like, astronauts fixing parts of the telescope. With, like, the Earth in the background. Like, don't know how you could say that's fake to all you flat earthers out there, but there it is.
Yeah. So, is there a camera crew in space?
Yeah, there was a camera crew in space. I think they did the 3D part after, which I actually learned about through a friend about how they do that.
That's insane.
But, yeah, they had a camera crew in space and the camera, like, attached to the outside of the spacecraft. Oh, so you can actually, like, look at it. And then they had this really cool stuff, like, they're like, here's what Hubble looks at. And then they'd, like, zoom you in 3D, like, through the universe.
Ooh.
And tell you how fast you're speeding along. And then be like, man, look at this nebula. It was so cool. And then...
That's awesome.
It was great. And I think it's finishing up there now, but and Leonardo DiCaprio narrated it,
so
very enjoyable.
I had an experience similar to that, but not at all similar to that. Okay. When I went to Disney's Animal Kingdom, and there was an Avatar ride, and it was like you were on another planet. Riding on a thingamajig. I haven't seen the Avatar movie except for part of it at your house. So I don't quite know what they're called.
Oh, was that that time did my dad go on and on about the projector?
Yeah. But I imagine that was similar to 4K. I don't know technical terms, but it was pretty incredible 3D technology. And I felt like I was there. In space. That's anyway, cool. Continue.
I know, I gotta check that out, though.
Yeah, it's the coolest. Like, I feel like virtual reality has reached a new peak. Because it was so surreal to see that versus the rides that were there, like, 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's incredible how, like, I guess immersive they can make it now. Really cool.
That is cool. Yeah.
I only remember the orange one where you go through an orange field, like in an airplane, and you smell oranges. I don't know where that is, though. But maybe. That's like virtual reality. That's the only
immersive kind
I've seen, yeah.
Nice. Smell some orange.
I don't know which
field.
One that is. I don't know. Who knows? Not me.
I feel like it was in New York, but that doesn't quite make sense.
Smell some orange fields in New York.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah. I actually went to an orange field recently, though. Did I tell you that?
No.
I was in Piru, California. It's like an hour north of Los Angeles, and we were filming like around there. And literally like on a orange orchard. Mm. Oranges everywhere. Oranges, and they had other kinds of greens.
Did you eat them?
No. I held one, though.
Did you take
I just
it
thought it'd
home?
Be weird. I didn't really want to walk over there and eat one and, like, grab one and eat one.
Mm.
But did you keep it?
No.
Why?
I know what face Jordan's making at me right now.
Why? What did you do with it after you held it? You put it back on the ground?
Well, I picked it up from the ground and I held it.
Uh-huh. And then you put it back on the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't relate to that.
I just... Who can't relate?
Woo!
Woo! Yeah, no. I mean, you're right. It was just, I don't know, felt weird taking it. And it was hot out. I didn't have a place to put it. Like, put it in my shirt. That's all I got.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll take you there someday.
Good.
Great.
I picked some oranges from trees in Arizona 2 months ago.
Mm. Nice. That's pretty exciting.
And I brought them home on the airplane, and then I ate them, and they weren't very delicious. Mm. They were sour, earth, and lemons. Mm.
Mm. Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, they weren't ripe enough, or
I guess very not ripe. Very not ripe
enough. Just yesterday.
Oh, go for it, Christine.
Just yesterday, I picked some oranges from the grocery store, and they're pretty ripe. I enjoyed them.
What a visceral experience. True.
Who can relate?
Who can relate? Whew. I can.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was, when Jordan and I came back from Canada, we had clementines that the guy made us throw away. Because I was too honest with him, and I told him that we had clementines when he asked if I had fruit.
Oh, bad choice.
And even though they're from the U.S. and we brought them into Canada and then brought them back, they worry about, like bacteria or, like, mm-hmm. little animals. Little things that can live in the oranges and then get moved here.
And it was just on oranges because the apples were fine.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's weird. Oh, I wonder why.
It was a very sad time. I was very sad.
I feel like worms are more likely to be in apples than oranges, right?
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. That's probably a worm stereotype, though.
Classically. Maybe not scientifically, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we had so many. I was so looking forward to them. Yeah.
R.I.P. Clementines.
R.I.P. Clementines. The guy was nice, though. The Border Patrol guy. Mm-hmm. And since we're talking about borders now, I feel like I have to talk about that one time going into Canada.
In Portal?
Basically, in a couple years ago, Jordan and I drove into Canada, and we drove back. So we, like, drove across the country and went up into Canada, like Saskatchewan, through Portal, North Dakota, and that was a whole journey because it's so in the middle of nowhere. We like get up to the border patrol, there's nobody there, it's like deserted. And like we stop and we like wait for a patrol officer to come. Like he finally comes and he asks us like 3 questions and lets us go. And that was it. And then we got lost on the way and we weren't going to use our phones because of data. And then Jordan was great and I was stressing out. And then Jordan played.
Oh, yeah, that was so for a long time.
Yeah.
Very long time.
Yeah.
Many that whole hours day. That was on like a the dust longest road day we had. With nothing around.
Yeah, that was the longest
That's
day
freaky.
We had.
That's freaky.
And I was paranoid about running out of gas and like went to a gas station and they work differently than they do in the U.S. there. Where like they give you different options and like different. You basically pick a cost or like a maximum cost of how much gas you want and then it will fill up accordingly. So it's not like here where you just like put the gas pump in and it'll charge
weird.
You. So I was like freaked out at first because I was like, uh-oh, something's, I don't know how to use this. We literally went to one gas station and then I went out and I was like, I don't think it's working. And I got back in the car and we walked away. And then there was a storm coming. That was the other thing. There was a storm.
They kept strangers kept warning us about the storm that was coming.
There is nothing scarier than being in the middle of nowhere. No, yeah. I don't like it.
And they were like, there's going to be hail. And, like, at one gas station, they were, like, talking about their crops and how they're in for a terrible time with their crops because of the storm.
What like, a world. Whoa.
And then this one lady was like, if you see shelter, like, get under it because of hail. And we, like, driving in the middle of nowhere. There's no shelter anywhere. And then Jordan puts on Lord of the Rings soundtrack.
Yeah.
And then that made it better because then it was like an adventure that could lead to our certain death, but it was an adventure. Anyway.
But it's okay if it's an adventure.
Yeah.
Death is okay.
Yeah. But that's that. Those are our border stories. Anyway. Yeah.
It's all fun and games until you get pummeled by hail.
Which did eventually happen on that trip, but...
Yeah, but not there.
Not there. Yeah. What a time. Anyway. How did the Super Bowl pool stuff go with you, Christine?
Oh, woohoo, yeah. I won nothing.
Great.
I was very happy that the Eagles won. However, I personally only won the satisfaction that the Eagles had won.
Did you get anything?
I did enjoy it, though.
Were you in a pool, Jordan?
Oh, yeah. I won big time. I won $5 for the halftime and then $10 for final score.
Woo, woo, woo. Big time games. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's really exciting.
Right now I only have 10 because my brother hasn't paid me yet, but that's okay. I know where he lives.
Yeah, that was a fun
There were
fun
only
game.
3 people in the pool, too, so they're pretty good odds.
Yeah, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Of me winning.
But you won more than everyone else.
Yeah, everyone else won 0. I won it all.
You won all. That's really exciting. Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Congrats. Yeah. I went to a party and it was fun.
Oh.
But that's all.
Nice.
And I really
What
enjoyed...
kind of food did you eat?
They had some, like, sandwiches, like subs, and I ate a lot of cheese puffs. Cheese puff balls.
Hmm.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Which, in my childhood, I used to call pokey G-balls. Like Pokemon cheese balls, even though they weren't Pokemon. I don't know why. It was just
pokey
like when I was playing
G balls?
Pokemon. When I was playing Pokemon,
it sounds
that
like
was
you.
A go-to snack. So they were pokey cheese balls.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will endorse that. I think that's a good name for them.
Yeah. I just don't tell people in public anymore. But yes,
a good time.
Well, this is a safe space for you to share that information.
Yeah. For sure. What did you guys eat?
Buffalo chicken dip.
Ooh,
because
just a dip.
Yeah, well, and tortilla chips, but that's the only appropriate food to eat during a football game.
Is
the only
that's the only one?
Yeah, only the Super Bowl though, because that's the only football game that I watch.
Okay. Same. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's a very, like, commercial football food.
Mm-hmm.
I endorse it.
Yeah.
I very much endorse it.
What are your opinions on the Doritos chips? Those...
The lady Doritos?
Yeah.
I've only seen people talk about it. I haven't seen actual ads for it.
Okay.
Only seen people talk about it. I think it's really funny and really out of touch if it's real.
I think it is real.
I want to know what the reasoning is behind it.
There was a Super Bowl ad for it?
Yes.
Was there?
Yeah.
Super Bowl? Yeah.
Super Bowl?
I missed that one.
Yeah, so hold on. Yeah, I want to know what the rationale is. Like, what was the supposed need for this product, and why is it out there? It must be filling some need if they've made it, but I don't know what it is. Is it?
I think they're smaller bags, so women can put them in their purses.
And they're less crunchy.
Yeah, they're less crunchy.
How does that work?
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't want a chip if it was less crunchy. The crunch is satisfaction.
Well, I wonder if it also doesn't leave your fingers orange.
Oh, well, that would
be... Like all the seasoning is baked in.
That would be kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good concept. I like that.
Oh, wait. Is it not real? Hold up.
Oh, is it not real?
Let me see. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna check it out. I don't actually know.
Okay, cool. We'll follow up on that.
It might be fake. But where's... Alright. We'll address that next week.
Yeah. There will be follow-up on this.
Yeah.
Hot topic. Follow-up
because... Because my mom and I even talked about it. And she was like, that's so funny. Whatever. Okay. We're going to figure that out. All right. Anyway, moving on away from that. I didn't want to bring that up, but...
But you didn't want to?
But why not? Because relatable content, everyone has an opinion on it.
Okay.
Good relatable content.
Yeah. Oh, I have a story to tell you that I think you guys would appreciate. Because this was an interesting thing that happened today. I was making toast for breakfast this morning. And I had two slices left. One was very thin and one was very thick.
Do you slice it yourself?
No. But it was like a farmer's markety sourdough bread. So somebody sliced it, not a machine.
Gotcha.
And I went for the thicker piece and didn't know how to make sure, because I freeze my bread because I don't eat a lot of it. So how do you put it in the toaster and give it enough time to thaw all the way through, but also toast it properly without burning the outside?
Okay, hold on. Here's my first thing. If you freeze your bread, does it have water in it?
I mean, no.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, sometimes if you don't do it enough, it gets soggy, so I guess technically yes.
Yeah, so if you have frozen bread with water in it and you put it in your toaster, can't that, like, ruin the toaster or something? I don't know.
What? No, it doesn't have that much that it drips.
Well, if it's a really thick piece.
It evaporates.
It's not like...
I don't know.
Like
I just like to think about the toaster blowing up.
It's not like an ice cube toast. It's like just a hard toast.
Okay.
You know?
I just... Hard I and really... I like the idea of the toaster blowing up, but that's just me.
Okay. Even if there is water in the toaster, it doesn't blow up.
I mean, something will happen. Something electrical and bad will water. Happen.
Should we try? No.
Oh, I almost won a toaster at a raffle. Oh, did I tell you that? Yeah, I did.
I don't know.
Go back to last time.
This close.
When I was at the chili contest.
Yeah.
There was a raffle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I almost won a toaster, but I did.
Oh.
So if I did that must win have been it, such a letdown. With water. Wait, I just realized you're talking about a vertical toaster, and I'm thinking of a toaster oven.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I've never had a vertical toaster.
Oh, I'm talking toaster oven, too. I don't have a vertical toaster.
Oh, see, I can't relate to toaster ovens. I only have vertical toasters. There's, like, hot coils in there.
What do you do when you want to toast other stuff?
You don't.
Like pizza.
You put it in the oven. The real oven.
Huh.
That's so much, like, empty, heated space.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only know a toaster. I don't know.
You gotta
know
be like my
oven.
Parents. They have the convertible toaster oven with vertical toaster slots in the top.
What?
That's way
too fancy. That's amazing.
I'm serious. They love it.
Yeah, I bet. That sounds like the best of all worlds.
Maybe, yeah, you know what? Let's change our lives around. Let's get those toasters.
No thanks.
Jordan is. Are you complete? Are you
why are you so against
oven?
Vertical?
Yeah, why, Jordan?
Why are you so against vertical toaster slots?
Not as versatile. Like, why do you need one if you have a toaster oven? It does the same thing, but with
evenly
more
toast both sides.
Yeah, so does a toaster oven. Heating elements on top and bottom.
I don't relate to that at all.
It's the same thing as a toaster, but bigger.
And flat.
No.
Right, horizontal.
I don't know. I just like the toast popping out of the toaster.
Okay.
Okay, then that's a
and then you know like, it's never
good,
gonna burn.
Yeah, that's a good reason.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Satisfying.
And you never leave it in too long because it just pops out itself.
That's not true, though. You can leave it in too long. But I guess.
Yeah, you can't tell if it's gone too far in a toaster because you can't see it. But in a toaster oven, you can watch it.
True.
Yeah.
Saved.
Saved.
Put it on your saved list. Toasters. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Anyway, that was my story.
So what happened to your toast? Did it toast too much?
Well,
or not
okay,
enough?
So I, like, left it on, broil for like 5 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
And then I, because I didn't want to, yeah, I just didn't want it to like be so hot like it usually is to like flash toast it, you know?
I'm pretty sure broiling is hotter than toasting, isn't it?
No,
yeah, broiling is next.
Well, it turned out fine.
Okay.
And it wasn't too burnt.
Nice.
But that's my, yeah, that's my story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good toast story.
Thank you. Also, I'm now out of eggs because I ate them all this morning. So. Also, I have to go to the library later.
Eat all your eggs.
Yeah. I have to return some books at the library.
Get some new ones.
Return some videotapes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'll get some new ones, too. Yeah. True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Life is funny.
Olympic Games. Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I haven't watched any.
Bad choice for both of you. The Olympic Games.
I'm not bad choice.
Oh, you have?
Only me.
Yes, you're a good choice. You are a bad choice, K9. Yeah, so I didn't watch the opening ceremonies.
Bad choice.
Was it good? How were the flags? Did anything interesting happen?
There was a lot of fire, which was fun.
Oh, that is fun.
Yeah. The torch lighting happened, and then there was even more fire.
So it sounds like a good time all around.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like your dog would be afraid of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Good callback.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks so much.
So, I did not watch the opening ceremonies, but I did watch an hour and a half of curling on Thursday.
That's a lot of curling.
That's a lot of curling. And I think I'm starting to understand the intricacies of the sport, but every time I think that I understand things, I just get really distracted because of the scrubbing sounds.
Yeah.
And they're really funny to me, and I really enjoy them. And then sometimes, like, you know how there's, like, tennis noises, like tennis sounds? There's curling noises, too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Like gruntings? Grunting?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But...
there's a lot of yelling to each other, too.
Uh-huh. Mm. But I think it's a much more intricate sport than people give it credit for. Yeah. And I enjoy curling, and I will be following up on it the entire time I'm watching the Olympics.
Mm. Good.
I am waiting. I'm sorry, yes?
I was disappointed in their uniforms this time. Because a few years ago, they had really fun plaid pants.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was expecting more plaid. Didn't get it.
That is a little disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Plaid is good.
What is your favorite of the sliding sports? The luge?
Luge.
The skeleton?
What's a skeleton? Oops. I don't
skeleton
know
is when you slide on your stomach face first. 80 miles an hour down a pipe, and you try not to die. That's personally my favorite.
BRB yeah. Googling.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
And then there's...
there's another one.
Bobsled.
Yeah, bobsledding.
Mm.
All of the sliding sports.
I would do luge, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my favorite.
That one you use your feet. Right?
Yeah.
Don't you use your feet to steer?
Uh-huh.
Your toes.
Toes to steer. How fun is that?
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. I had like a Olympics PlayStation game once back in the day.
And oh, yeah?
I liked luge on that one. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My cousin had Wii Olympic sports.
Oh.
And I got pretty good at speed skating.
Ooh.
Not gonna brag too much about it though.
Okay.
I liked the jumpy skating on Wii Fit.
Jumpy skating.
Yeah, like the hill. Is that slalom?
You mean skiing?
Yep, that's what I meant.
Jumping skating.
Anyway.
Now I have a good
It's not alpine.
Right now. Jumping skating.
Yeah.
Well, they do that. That's a thing. Jumping skating.
I was like, do you mean just figure skating? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I miss snow. That's cool, though.
I like the skiing where it's basically just, like, a marathon race and they're all on level ground, but they're skiing.
Yeah. The really long, long one, right?
Uh-huh. Cross country. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also trick flips are pretty sweet, too.
Yeah, it's all really cool.
Go. Do they do flips in skiing?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
When they go off the ramp thing.
I thought that was just snowboarding.
No, I think they have skiing.
Mm-mm. Oh, wait. They do. Oh, you're right. Too. The jump. Yeah, that's jumping. That's what I mean.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was the Wii Fit one that I liked.
That's different.
Ski jumping.
Than slalom. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are very different, I think.
Okay. Opinion time. What is better, the Summer Olympics or the Winter Olympics?
Winter.
Thank you.
I like gymnastics a lot, though. So.
I think skating makes up for it.
I don't know why gymnastics is a Summer Olympic sport.
Because it's not a winter one.
It feels more winter to me.
Wow. Good answer.
I mean, what are there winter indoors ones? You know what I mean?
It's all indoors. Gymnastics is indoors.
No, I'm saying in the Winter Olympics. Like, are there indoor ones that don't matter, don't have to be in snow?
Yeah. Yeah, they have volleyball.
Is that a winter
in
one?
In the winter.
Uh-huh.
I know. They have it in the summer, too. But
indoor volleyball. Isn't that a winter one? I thought it was.
Nope. I'm looking.
They have indoor and outdoor in summer.
I think they're mostly...
I thought there were ones that didn't have to be winter time.
I don't know. But who has the answer? Not me. We're going to
We're
going to
follow up
Saved.
On that. Saved. Saved.
Saved. Because my initial Google search doesn't look like it has anything other than icy stuff.
Okay, we'll see.
But, I like speed skating, though. Oh, there, I forgot about speed skating. Yeah, okay. Anyway, I'll watch later today, this weekend, good. Maybe.
Good.
Yeah. That would be a good thing to do. Yeah. What else happened? What else happened this week, though?
I don't know. I was too busy... started. Waiting at home, not working.
You're not working right now?
No, this week when it was icy, I was not working.
Oh, I was going to say, okay, cool. That's good, though. Snow days.
Here's another topical reference of something that happened this week. Kylie Jenner had a baby.
This week, or like before?
Yes, this past week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it was very interesting in case you don't know what happened. She didn't have any pictures or statements or evidence that she was pregnant until, boom, here's a baby. So there were a lot of rumors, which led me and a lot of other people to believe that perhaps she would be a surrogate mother for Kim Kardashian's baby that she also just had. But now, since that didn't turn out to be the case, I think it's really fun that they're going to have cousins that are basically the same age as each other.
Hmm. Good for them.
The end. I don't know Congrats. Anything about the Kardashians. I just wanted to bring up a topical reference.
Topical. Okay. Conversation that nobody wants to talk about.
Check that off.
Yeah. That's actually what I wrote in the outline.
Yeah,
it's a exactly. Hashtag topical, hashtag conversation that nobody wants to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job with that.
Yeah.
All right, check that one off. You're right.
Oh, here. I didn't watch a James McAvoy movie this week. Sad face. But that's it. Sad face forever.
Sad face. But we all do know more of his movies.
That's true. Split. We saw Split together.
For example. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all saw Split together.
Yeah. We drank nice ices that day.
Ooh, such nice ices. We all had a different color of icy.
It was
a good day.
That was a lot of icy to drink.
It was. And it was also January in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So it was very cold.
That was a good movie, though. He was great in that. I mean...
Yeah.
My favorite part is when he had bloody teeth.
Bloody teeth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, that was... I liked whenever he was
I'm just kidding, that's not my favorite.
Oh.
That's close, though.
I just liked when he played the kid.
Yeah, same. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah,
very memorable.
Everything, it just felt really real.
Yeah.
Everything that he did felt real.
It wasn't somebody you knew, right? Was involved in that.
A professor that I had consulted on the film to talk about what it was like to treat patients that had that specific type of disorder, but in the real world.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I was so happy to learn that it was going to be part of, like, a bigger movie universe type thing with Unbreakable.
Yeah, spoiler.
Alert. If you haven't seen Split, spoiler. Whoops.
Yeah.
Well, that's not, I mean, I actually didn't know
it's
that.
It's a spoiler.
Okay, it's a spoiler? Okay.
Yeah, it's a spoiler. You can cut that out if you want.
Nah.
But anyway, so I think M. Night Shyamalan has finished filming the next one.
Yeah, is it finished?
I think he finished
it's
filming
finished
it.
Writing,
he's in the
finished filming, yeah.
He's in the editing
process
Glass? Right now. Glass. Yeah.
That's a sequel?
Yeah, it's connected.
Oh, crap.
It's not, I mean, it's not a sequel, but it's a
in the same universe.
World.
I did not know that.
Yeah, same world.
Okay. That's
and
cool.
the lead girl from Split is going to be in it.
Okay, that completely missed my brain of knowledge.
Yeah, it's connected.
But I follow him on Twitter, so I see a lot of his updates
That
are inspiring all the time.
He's I really like following him on Twitter because he keeps us updated on what's going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know,
like,
I feel like...
I remember one, he said, "It's so exhilarating to write finales."
Yeah.
And I was like, oh...
Maybe
I will achieve that level of excitement when it comes to writing finales, because I don't know how to write a finale. So cool.
Yeah,
inspiring, man.
I don't see a lot of accounts from people that are doing creative stuff where they're like, I'm writing page 120 of the script right now.
Especially not
Just
Tyler
Just keeping
Joseph.
You updated. Haha.
Especially not.
We haven't seen any recent pictures of him, have we?
No.
It's been since
it's
approximately
like hiatus
the
day
summer.
219 or something.
Are you following a hiatus count?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we have gotten those pictures of Josh recently, which, wow.
Yeah. Good time.
But his glasses hide his eyebrows, according to Jordan.
Yeah,
so.
Apparently that's a massive issue. No eyebrows, I don't care.
Someday they'll return.
Someday
the eyebrows will return.
Oh, maybe
I did
trying
watch
to wait until most people forget about them.
You know,
How could anyone?
Huh?
Yeah, how could anyone? I mean, we won't. That's whatever.
Yeah, but they got incredibly big on the radio, so maybe they're trying
to
wait.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his eyebrows.
Oh,
so people forget about his eyebrows.
How could anyone forget about his eyebrows?
About those eyebrows. Never.
Wait, I watched Logan Lucky finally. With Adam Driver, and I mean, he's the one I care most about.
Yeah.
But other good people in there too. Like Channing Tatum. Anyway.
And how was it?
It was great. It was actually very, very good. And funny.
And funny?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. But I recommend Saved for all you.
Big time saved.
Big time saved. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Movies. Gotta watch some more. Alright, well, I guess before we go,
should we talk about
that one time we stole street signs?
And then do you have enough time for that?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think yeah. We'll just do it. It's cool.
Alright.
Story time. One time.
Story time. One Jordan time used we to take took walks. Street used signs to take walks. From our college.
Yeah. Jordan, you'd walk around campus and stuff, right?
Yeah, like all the time. I would just walk around everywhere in the woods. Have some nice solo adventures. And one time when I was walking behind the athletic fields.
Near some dumpsters.
Yeah. Behind all the dumpsters, there was a pile of abandoned street and parking and other signs.
Yeah.
So and then
you were like, we should go. So we did one night.
We went to the planetarium, and afterwards we decided tonight is a good time to take some street signs. Hashtag not clickbait. And so we went over there in the dark, in our darkest clothing, so as not to be noticed. And we went to the athletic fields, and we saw the street signs. And under the cover of darkness, we took about, what, five giant metallic, light-reflecting signs.
Yeah, they were pretty big.
Yeah, and we had to take them into the well-lit parking lot. And across the parking lot, we saw some maintenance trucks. There were definitely people in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So I thought that the best bet was to put these giant reflecting signs under my shirt. And that kind of worked, but it kind of looked more conspicuous than just holding the signs.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, though, we got away with it, and I have some of them in this apartment to this day.
Yep.
Saved.
And then we went to the diner after that.
Oh, yeah. Got some challah French toast.
I have no idea what I got.
That's the only thing that you should get at the diner.
I also just remember, because they also had, back there with the signs, they had campus trash cans and benches. And
oh,
I was like, man, I just want a trash can in the apartment. I'm just going to take a campus trash can. But they're like huge metal frames. So I was like,
yeah.
Dream someday. Someday dream to just throw a big public park trash can in my house.
Yeah,
that's
good dream. That's
the
life.
Thanks.
When you did have a trash can in your apartment, you put it outside. So what's your real take on trash cans?
Take on trash cans?
Yeah, trash is bad.
I forgot about this controversy.
Saved.
Trash is bad. Saved.
Trash is bad. That's a good topic to talk about.
Yeah, good topic to end on. Trash is bad.
Yeah. Trash is bad.
Anyway, kids, trash is bad.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for
listening. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate everyone.
Yes, I too appreciate everyone. And thanks for listening to our second episode. I hope it's a more pleasurable listening experience than the first one.
Yeah.
Doubtful.
I hope so as well.
But,
but and I think it will keep getting better.
I think so too.
As yeah. well.
So thanks for bearing with us. And long live the Broccoli Condo. Long live
the Broccoli
Laliette. Again, Norwegian. Don't forget. Broccoli Laliette. Uh-huh. And
thank you, Norway.
Go eat some blueberry pancake.
Mm-hmm.
That's blueberry pancakes. That's bad blueberry pancakes in Norwegian. But that actually sounds like a good
it's
Saturday
all bad.
Thing. I'm not going to try it again.
All right, thanks, y'all.
Thanks. See you next
Bye.
Time. I mean,
Peace.
But not actually see you. Hear you next time.
Yeah, you'll hear us next time.
Peace.
Outro music. Bye.
Bye.